Speed Gibson of the International Secret Police. Learning that the Octopus has ordered the destruction of Mrs. Buchanan, wife of the missing investor in the Atlantean Syndicate, Flint decides to go by foot to Leopoldville with Kinka as guide, following the elephant path. By doing this, he will reach the village long before the little train bearing Speed, Barney, and their luggage. In this way, Flint hopes to save Mrs. Buchanan's life. Meantime, the Octopus has sent orders to Wahlab, the native murderer, to get Mrs. Buchanan in Leopoldville before dawn, so that no one will see him. The sky is growing light in the east as Clint and Kinka approach the sleeping village, and the jungle birds and monkeys noisily greet the strangers.
Well, the wildlife seems to be awake, but the village is not, Kinka.
Yes, Your Excellency. It is their salutation to the dawn. It is always so unless they sense danger is near.
And then?
Then you would not hear a sound.
Kinka, how would you like to act as our guide while we're in the Congo? You brought me through the jungle fast enough and safe enough. You have a good head on your shoulders. Most important, I know we can trust you. Would you like the job?
As your guide? More than anything in this life.
You're hired, then. Just as we set foot in Leopoldville, too. I wonder where I can find someone in authority at this hour.
I know where the head of the Belgian police has his abode.
Oh, that's good. Just the man I want to see. You better come with us when we go to Mrs. Buchanan. You can also tell us where she lives.
Yes, that I do not know.
Uh-oh. No, they've stopped.
There is danger near. The animals sense it.
Perhaps they've seen us in the growing light.
No. They have seen us all through the jungle. Have you not felt eyes constantly watching you during our journey?
Yes, and not always friendly eyes.
But we came to no harm. Their instinct told them that we were friends.
They might recognize you as a friend, Kinka, but you've lived in this country. Not sure just what they would think of me.
They accepted you, Your Excellency. But now this strange silence. Perhaps we had better stay out of the clearing until we see what has caused it.
But what?
Look, someone is over there, near that bungalow.
You're right. Whoever it is has no business there. He's sneaking toward that open window.
It is he who caused the Jungle Brothers to fall silent. He is evil.
Whatever he is, we've got to see what this is all about before we do anything else. Look, he's climbing in the window.
Yes, he did not see us, praise Allah.
Come on, let's get over there. We mustn't make any noise.
I shall be silent.
Oh, you stay outside and watch that window while I go in, Kinka. Let me know if that fellow tries to get away.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Now, you wait here, Kinka. I'm going on in.
Be careful, Your Excellency. It might be Wahlab, the murderer.
That's exactly my hunch. But whoever it is, we'll soon find out. Locked. The door's flimsy. I'll break it.
Who's there? What is it?
Who's there? Say where you are. I've got you covered.
Oh, what is it? What do you want of me?
Are you Mrs. Buchanan?
Why, yes.
Then just remain where you are, please, till I take care of this native.
Who is he? Where did he come from?
I believe he is Wahlab, one of the Octopus gang.
The Octopus? Oh, great heaven. Then he came here to kill me, as they killed my poor John.
Oh, please, I'm your friend. I'll explain everything as soon as this man is safe behind bars. Kinka!
Yes, Your Excellency.
Come inside, please.
Kinka,
don't stay away from that window alone. Stay away, I say.
Oh, he's going.
Stop or I'll shoot.
Your Excellency, what is this?
Look out! Look out!
Stop! Stand there!
Gosh, Barney, won't this train ever get to Leopoldville? Seems like you've been on it for hours.
We haven't been so long, Speed, and we should reach the bird soon. What's the matter? Worrying about Clint?
Yeah. Wondering if they got through the jungle all right.
Sure they did. You know, that Kink is a pretty smart kid. He seems to know his way around here.
I sure hope so. Gosh, it'd be awful to get there and find they hadn't arrived yet.
Don't worry. They'll get there all right. I just hope they arrive before that Wallop fella did. Else Mrs. Buchanan's sure going to be out of luck.
Yeah. Hey, Barney, you never did get through to Carlos at the Atlantean expedition, did you?
I should say not. Remember, you jumped a leopard while we was trying to reach him on the short way.
I'll say I remember. That leopard would have made mincemeat of me if Lucky hadn't gone for him. Good old Lucky.
Yeah. Now, don't get that dog started again, or the conductor will come back, and we'll have to get out and walk. I don't crave to lug that portable short way set through the jungle.
When are you going to try and reach Carlos again?
As soon as we reach Leopoldville and see what's happened there, kid. Clint said something about trying to get through to Chief Riley in New York, too. I don't know if that'll be possible or not.
I hope so, or the chief will be getting worried. I think I'll call the Emir O'Connell, too, and let him know that Keith arrived here all right.
Good idea. Sounds like we're getting near Leopoldville, so it won't be long now, Speed. We'll soon learn whether Clint arrived in time or not.
Tinker came in the door. Lob jumped out the window. I couldn't shoot immediately because Mrs. Buchanan was in my direct line of fire. I was afraid of hitting her. By the time I could shoot, Lob had disappeared in the jungle.
Boy, we were sure glad to see you and Tinker, Clint, and Mrs. Buchanan, too.
It was so kind of you all to come to my aid as you did. When I think what might have happened if you hadn't arrived when you did, Mr. Barlow.
Don't you worry, Mrs. Buchanan. You won't run that risk again, I assure you. From now on, the police have guaranteed that you will have their protection, even if we must leave Leopoldville. And I suggest that you return to America as soon as you possibly can. Africa is not safe for the wife of John Buchanan.
But I can't leave till I have something definite concerning the fate of my husband.
You're not sure yet?
Well, I fear that he's dead, Mr. Dunlap, but yet there's always hope that he may be alive somewhere.
Well, now that we've all had a chance to relax a little, supposing you tell us what you know of his disappearance, Mrs. Buchanan, and the events leading up to it.
Well, I'll be glad to. I'll do anything in my power to aid you in capturing this horrible criminal who ruined my life by taking my husband from me.
That'll be swell. You might give us a clue that'll lead us right to his hideout.
Well, John had an idea that it was near Leopoldville. That's why we came here in the first place.
When did he first suspect that the Atlantean syndicate was a phony?
Long before any of the other investors. You see, my husband's always been a great traveler, and he has many friends located in various parts of the world. One here in Africa wrote him a letter of a new money-making scheme, as he called it, a syndicate which claimed to have found the lost continent of Atlantis in the Sahara Desert.
The letter aroused Mr. Buchanan's suspicion?
No, he answered his friend, telling him the details of the find, and that nine other financiers were interested in the syndicate. His friend was shocked that such men could have been fooled, and also said that those who lived near the location of the supposed find were positive that neither Atlantis nor any other continent could remain hidden there very long.
How could they be positive?
Well, when the French government was planning their automobile highway across the Sahara as part of their colonization plan, they surveyed this location very thoroughly, and had anything been buried under the shifting sand dunes in that particular spot, their engineers certainly would have found it.
This is interesting.
Well, when my husband received this news, he tried to convince the other investors that they were being swindled and to rouse them to taking action. But they were not easily convinced. Then, too, I think in the beginning they were ashamed to let the public know that men of that caliber had been tricked.
Yes, their representative admitted that they had waited for some time before calling the International Secret Police in for an investigation.
Well, John was not content with that. He determined to look into the matter for himself. And we landed in Africa, determined to go directly to the expedition base. But before we could do that, John received a mysterious note saying that if he wanted to know the entire truth about the Atlantean Syndicate, he should come to Leopoldville in the Belgian Congo. And it was signed by a mark resembling an octopus.
Gosh, if they'd only called us in then, Clint.
Yes, we might have nailed him, all right. But please continue, Mrs. Buchanan.
Well, we came here, but nothing happened. My husband made discreet inquiries about the syndicate, but no one knew anything about it. Then, just as he lost patience and decided to go to the expedition base as we'd first planned, he disappeared, and I've never heard from him since.
Well, just what were the circumstances surrounding his disappearance?
Well, a native came to him one morning, saying that he came from a nearby village, where one called the Octopus was awaiting my husband to speak with him about the Atlantean Syndicate. I wanted John to take some of the Belgian officials with him, but he refused and went off into the jungle with a native, and that was the last I saw of him. When a search was made, the village was found, but they knew nothing of my husband nor the octopus. At least, that's what they said, and we had no proof of anything to contradict it.
A nearby native village, eh? Speed, switch on the transreceiver, will you? I'm going to try and get Carlos.
Okay, Clint.
Hey, you won't have to wait for the set to warm up, Clint. I've been fooling with it while you was with the Belgian police chief telling him about Mrs. Buchanan's narrow escape.
Oh, that's good. Good, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Hey, the octopus. Where'd he come from?
Mrs. Buchanan.
Oh, great heavens. Oh, how did you know that I'm here?
I know everything. Every word you say, every move that you make.
The set must be open for a two-way conversation. That's why I can hear you, Mrs. Buchanan.
Yes, Bartle. You're very clever, but not clever enough to leave Leopoldville alive.
Don't let him scare you, Mrs. Buchanan.
Nah, the big devil fish. He's just talking to hear himself talk. Me, I'd like to tune him out.
The wife of John Buchanan should be wiser than to listen to you, secret police. She has seen the strength of my power.
My husband, what did you do with him? Is he still alive? Have mercy, Octopus, whoever you are. Return him to me if he's still alive. Or tell me where he is.
Whether you ever see your husband alive is entirely up to you.
What do you mean?
You have certain papers in your possession which the secret police will want to see. Destroy them before they see them and say no more about what you know.
But I must find John.
Say nothing more to Barlow, Mrs. Buchanan. If you do, you shall never see your husband again.